This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia's trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops, and it threatens to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is annexing. Ukraine's advances have become so apparent that even Russia's defense ministry spokesman, who usually focuses on his military successes and the enemy's losses, admitted the gains. He cited Ukraine's numerically superior tank units. Also Monday, Russia released from detention the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The head of the United Nations says the world's environment is in a life-or-death struggle for survival, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned world leaders that immediate action is needed to prevent further environmental disasters such as historic flooding in Pakistan and powerful hurricanes that have struck recently, including Ian.
The world cannot wait. Emissions are at an all-time high and rising. And meanwhile, the war in Ukraine is putting climate action on the back burner while our planet itself is burning.
Guterres challenged leaders, especially from developed nations, to attend next month's climate summit in Egypt. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging to help Puerto Rico rebuild after a string of disasters. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I'm committed to this island.
2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona, tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans remain without power and water.
And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
Which the president said has not always happened for those in the U.S. territory, whom he says keep getting up after being knocked down.
We're with you. All of America's with you.
And his administration will provide $60 million to help the island get ready for the next storm by shoring up levees and flood walls and creating a flood warning system. On Wednesday, the president will get a look at damage in Florida from Hurricane Ian. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jair Bolsonaro has outperformed expectations with his reelection bid, proving that the right-wing wave he rode to presidency remains a force in Brazil. That gives him and opponent Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva 3 weeks to pursue votes ahead of a winner-take-all runoff. Da Silva came just 1.6 percentage points from outright victory and is likely to reach out to moderates to push him over the top. Political analysts say Bolsonaro now will seek to win endorsements from politicians seeking alliances. The election will determine whether a leftist returns to Brazil's helm or whether Bolsonaro could advance his far-right agenda for another term. The British government has dropped plans to cut income tax for top earners. The move was part of a package of unfunded cuts that sparked turmoil on financial markets and sent the pound to record lows. The announcement comes as more lawmakers from the governing Conservative Party turn on government tax plans. The announcement of £45 billion in tax cuts sent the pound tumbling to a record low against the dollar. The Bank of England had to step in to stabilize the bond markets. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is annexing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.